Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Well, cattle producers, the next big event for Superior Video Livestock Market this summer is Video Royale 27, the 29th of July through the 2nd of August. On Monday, July 29th, they'll be broadcasting live from Fort Worth, Texas, starting at 7:30 a.m. for Superior Sunrise, 8 a.m. for the video auction. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, July 31st through the 2nd of August, broadcast live from the Winnemucca Convention Center, Winnemucca, Nevada. In total, 177,000 head of cattle will be offered, 25,000 yearling steers, 17,000 yearling heifers, 82,000 weaned calves, and 52,000 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know details of when the cattle from the various parts of the country will be selling on each of these days, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior at 800-422-2117. 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Video Royale, the week of July 29th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
Well, cash cattle trades likely to remain subdued after light to moderate trade trickled into the complex late last week. The underlying tone of the market remains firm as limited optimism is expected through the end of the month. Cash market activity is likely to be limited to showless distribution and inventory taking, with both sides unlikely to be in any hurry to ink deals early in this week. This could delay bids and asking prices until midweek, probably a bit later. Futures trades expected mixed to firm in a narrow trading range today, and Friday's focus was based on the late afternoon cattle on feed inventory reports. Now on the hogs, strong underlying support's developing in the hog futures, with nearby contracts posting aggressive gains of $9 to $11 over the last month. The technical shift in the complex has quickly developed, which is sparking underlying long-term support to move back into the complex by the end of the month. Now, even though underlying fundamental demand remains uncertain, given the lack of direction in trade developments and concerns that China tensions will continue long term, traders are looking for additional support over the near future. Now, lower wheat contracts as the three exchanges trade in sympathy with corn and winter wheat harvest turns the corner for home in the U.S. Spring wheat harvest has yet to begin in the U.S., with South Dakota harvest still about 2 to 3 weeks out. We remain impressed with the managed fund commitment in Minneapolis spring wheat as that group presses their net short to new record territory. In addition, the gross commercial short position in spring is just off the lowest level in over a year. Weaker prices overnight with corn leading floor loss as traders appear comfortable with the current forecast heading into pollination. A large chunk of the Midwest corn crop will be pollinating over the next 10 to 20 days as temps cool and most areas receive some beneficial rains over the weekend. Favorable pollination conditions will not totally offset late planting or excessive moisture, but it is one less thing the crop will have to treat as a negative. We're going to check all the futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
August live cattle's up 20 cents, 107.60. October was up 25 at 108.50. August feeder cattle up 55 cents Friday at 139.97. September up 32 at 139.80. August hogs up 110, 83.87. October up 202, 78.92. Kansas City wheat, September up 7.25, 440. December was up 6.5, 459.75. Chicago wheat, September up 9 cents, 502.5. December up 8.25 at 515.5. September corn up 6.25, 430.75. December was up 6 cents at 435.75. August soybeans up 20.25 cents at 901.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.